Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you think there's some workplaces that just have a hookup culture? I read this tweet and my mind was blown, and I don't think I could ever walk into Trader Joe's again without feeling...
I thought we agreed you weren't going to say their name.
Oh, just did. I'm Anna. That's Raven. I saw
some places
tweet.
Are inherently sexier than others.
Yeah.
If that's what you're asking me. I mean,
yeah.
As far as grocery stores go on a sliding scale of sexy, Trader Joe's, I could see that it's up there.
Somebody wrote, and I have to change the language because it's wildly inappropriate.
Yes.
They wrote that there is a lot of hooking up that goes on at Trader Joe's. And then the threat.
Amongst employees,
yeah,
or customers?
Employees.
I want to understand.
Amongst employees. So I was fascinated. I'm like, wait a minute. I never thought of Trader Joe's being that kind of place.
Right.
Maybe.
You didn't feel desired when you were in Trader Joe's.
No.
Not usually that you can put your finger on.
Just going there and picking out my red bell peppers, you know,
right.
So I was like, huh. And then I started reading all the messages underneath, and there were a ton of people that worked at Trader Joe's that agreed with that. So I was like, wait a minute. Maybe it is a hookup culture there. And then there were different people, Raven, that said that Starbucks has the same thing, that Home Depot has the same thing.
I actually have to go to Starbucks today, and I usually choose Dunkin' because I feel so desired when I'm in Starbucks.
Stop.
Well, no, it's not me. But I feel like everybody else around me maybe at Starbucks is highly desirable, and I am the least desirable of all of them.
So I go
to Dunkin' because I feel good there. I feel like I'm normal desirable there.
Oh, all right.
You don't feel that way?
Starbucks is
normal for you?
I've never thought about, like, when I walk into places, if there's things going on amongst the employees. But Raven, think about it. What do Trader Joe's, Starbucks, Home Depot all have in common?
Well, they don't sell groceries.
No.
Paper towels. They have uniforms.
Uniforms
is the hotness.
Do you think that if you work in a place that has like a uniform, that leads to a hookup culture?
Well, I mean, obviously some uniforms are sexier than others. Like if you go military or cops, like everybody thinks those are hot, right?
Mm.
Firefighters, people like firefighters, especially in their dress blues or whatever. Mm. I don't know if they're dress blues, but they're dress whites. I mean, they love that.
Suspenders.
Right. Anything with some sort of badge on it or insignia is looking pretty good.
Huh.
I don't know if the Home Depot apron really qualifies as sexy.
Maybe to amongst themselves. They're like, who fills out the Home Depot apron better?
What is the sexiest uniform?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Right. So that would really be my question.
I'm trying to
think
of the uniforms I've had to wear in my life. When I worked at Baskin Robbins, I had a blue button-down shirt.
Right.
It was the opposite of attractive.
Okay, good.
So I would say that probably was not sexy.
When I was a waiter at Six Flags, I had to wear the Ranger uniform, but it was really like a Boy Scout uniform, the handkerchief and the short shorts.
I feel funny thinking about that.
I was 19 at the time and very tan. It was in Los Angeles, but not really sexy.
No.
And who wears shorts with a long sleeve shirt?
Right.
That's just a weird Ranger.
The tanned thighs. Really short shorts. So who do you think has the sexiest uniform?
UPS is good.
You think UPS has a hookup
Browner
culture?
Browner khaki is usually... I'm not saying amongst themselves. I don't want to get them in trouble.
I'm just curious.
I'm just saying, like, do you think the UPS guy ever gets hit on? And I think he does.
Oh, I think 100%.
They go to the office.
We had the guy that called us. He said that people would answer the door, like, when he was, you know, he needed the signature, and that they would hit on him.
Right.
So I think that happens for real.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. I'm just curious. Do you have a hookup culture at your job? And if you do, do you wear a uniform?
We read an eye-opening tweet. It's a whole world that we didn't know existed. I'm Anna. That's Raven. And I can't use the language she used because it's wildly inappropriate.
It's very strong.
But she basically accuses Trader Joe's of having a hookup culture amongst the employees.
Well, I thought that what she was saying was, like, not only amongst themselves, but when walking in, like, she feels the sexual tension where people are, like, hitting on her and looking at her, too.
Yeah. And,
and
so
she
many,
likes it, but she doesn't like it.
Yeah, and so many people were agreeing with her. But then in the thread of all these tweets, there's also people saying that Home Depot has a hookup culture. Mm. And they're saying that Starbucks has a hookup culture.
When I go into Starbucks, I feel very desired.
I don't. I just want my latte and get out of there. Normally, I'm not wearing makeup. I'm lucky if I have a pair of Uggs on.
I always choose Dunks because it's less...
less,
you know,
sexy?
That's right. I feel less, you know, I don't feel like a piece of meat in there.
I choose Dunks because it's significantly cheaper and better tasting, but that's me. But we realized one thing that all these places had in common. Uniforms. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a hookup culture at your job? And if you do, do you wear a uniform?
Well, I'm not at my job, but I would say Hooters has the best, sexiest uniform.
Oh, yeah. There's one of those calls all the time. Those are designed to be sexy, though. I'm
right,
talking
right.
about the ones that...
Subtly sexy.
Yeah, you didn't even see it coming.
Subtly sexy.
Like the makeup counter worker that's got all those brushes.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to tell you, fast food workers. Now, hear me out before you just reject it,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Yep.
Girls with visors. Guys with visors, no.
Oh.
Girls with visors, yes. And if the uniform has to be pressed... and clean, and it has to fit. You can't take the safety vest if you're out directing traffic that's meant for a triple XL if you're a petite small. You can't do it. You're swimming in that thing.
Football players in general, I think, have sexy uniforms, and they don't even know it. But those pants are tight.
Well, those things are painted on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Okay, you're going to laugh at me. Like, our UPS guy is pretty hot when he comes to work, and I'm not going to lie. But I want to give it up for the USPS drivers for commercial routes because they process a lot of volume. And they come in, and they've got swagger.
Yeah.
They have swagger.
Swag.
They have swag.
I like it.
It's from
it.
That pension.
Swagger.
Yeah.
The pension gives you swag, right?
Pension swag.
I mean, and you're willing wool.
I'm like, hey, how's it going? I got a package for you today.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your uniform?
I am a UPS guy. I wear brown.
Mm-hmm. I told you, the guy's a UPS.
So, two questions. Do you get hit on when you deliver packages?
All the time.
And is there a hookup culture? Does anybody take these people up on it?
All the time. I have friends of mine that, you know, they deliver certain routes. I'm not even going to say, like, the areas, but, you know, they get a lot of action. We don't really have, like, a hookup culture within. I mean, there are a few married couples. Other than that, they kind of frown upon, you know, the whole married couple thing.
I would think so.
Right, fraternization. Right, because they know it'll also hurt their bottom line. They need you guys out there single and hitting the streets, obviously.
Yeah. Who knew? There is a tweet that went out that went viral, and it was somebody accusing Trader Joe's of having a hookup culture. And then I was reading the thread because I was fascinated by it. Mm. Amongst the employees and soliciting of the of patrons, which blows my mind.
Every person who replied to that tweet on there was like, when I'm at the cashier cashing out, I always feel like they're flirting with me.
And they all confirmed it. Now, of course, this is Twitter, so who knows? I'm Anna. That's Raven. Who knows? But they're saying that also at Starbucks and Home Depot, there's this hookup culture amongst the employees. And Raven and I found the one thing that these places have in common.
Right. It's uniforms, of course.
Yeah.
I believe that it might possibly be in the employee handbook. Listen, people, we need to grow this company. So when people come here, you need to make them feel good.
Right.
Even if they're putrid. Just flirt with them. Throw
and
yourself at them.
Wear this apron because it's so hot.
You got to wear it well.
But we're wondering, what uniform, what profession has a uniform that's really sexy that could lead to a hookup culture that, you know, you don't think it's sexy, but it really is? 1-800-330-9999.
Tana and Raven? Well, I think there's hookup cultures in all areas, wherever you go, when you're dealing with people in public and stuff.
Mm.
I was a home improvement contractor. I used to wear tank tops and shorts and tanned, and I was ripped and the tool belt on and stuff. And there was a lot of times that I used to just decline because I was always taught in the business, never mix business with pleasure because it would turn bad. And I only had one hookup in all the years I've been in business. And it did, it got a little funny. Mm. It was turning into a relationship that I didn't want. that we didn't agree upon at first.
Right.
And I said, this is why I never do that.
I mean, this sounds like not only every relationship I've ever had in my life, but also every time I've ever had a contract with a contractor. We start at one place. We find ourselves in a strange place along the way. A lot of times, we're not friends at the end.
One of my good girlfriends, her husband builds pools. That's what he does. And she tells me all the time, he gets hit on all the time by the women that are home watching him build the pool.
Right. They want the pool guy, the pool boy.
And it usually ends bad.
You're on to the next job. So.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think has the sexiest uniform, and does it lead to a hookup culture?
Yes, definitely. Police and firemen. Yeah, my husband's a fireman, and I can see when the firemen come around, the ladies swoon. They're, oh, look at them. They're so sexy. The good-looking guys. But the same guys come around without their uniform on, and nobody looks white.
They want to know that those guys are close to danger. Danger is hot.
I'm not going to lie, and this is so embarrassing to admit, but here at the studio, whenever we have fire alarms go off, all the girls run downstairs because we know that the fire trucks are coming and the hot firefighters are coming.
You should see when firefighters or cops walk into the studio. Anna goes from being this, oh, I didn't even put makeup on, I'm wearing sweatpants type things, to all of a sudden you look over, she's trying to lean on something. Like, give her sexiest face and make sure she's got the right side of her facing forward. It's like a whole thing.
I'm telling you, I think John in accounting is purposely pulling the fire alarm sometimes.
Very possible.